This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 13, 2008. Forgiveness, rejecting it. The scripture is Luke 5, verse 21. Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Having a healthy spiritual life includes being able to recognize and receive the good things God gives believers in any circumstance. Sometimes, God gives us things that are very surprising. Yesterday, we saw that the man whom Jesus healed received forgiveness of sins in a surprising way. He had come to Jesus to be healed of paralysis, but when Jesus saw his faith, the man received forgiveness first. This man learned quickly how to receive and to respond to Jesus' forgiveness. In that same room were Pharisees and teachers of the law. They were sophisticated, highly educated people. They knew the Hebrew scriptures backwards and forwards. In fact, they were right when they asked their second question, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" They were in the presence of God as they heard and saw Jesus. In just a few moments, they would see the clear evidence of Jesus' divine power as he healed the paralyzed man. But they had already decided that this was not a setting where sin could be forgiven. They certainly wouldn't think about trusting that Jesus was himself God in human flesh. They had quit being ready for God to surprise them. Because of that, they rejected the very God who could forgive. Have you ever thought you were at a place where God could not forgive or heal you? Would you pray with me? God of all people, may we believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, came to save us and can forgive whatever wrong we do or think. In his name we pray. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.